You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, it's so good to be back. How about this? My first night back. People are talking about Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears. A guy is, we don't hit women under no circumstances. We're going to get into all of that. Of course we don't hit women. Anyway, I got to tell you this too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. You stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. I know I got a lot of time to make up. I've been gone for a week and a half. Listen, folks, life happens. I got to do stuff. People got to do stuff. But now I'm back. No boot for me. I'm here. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. That's every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. Me, I'm holding it down in Atlanta, Georgia, and we've had a busy night. Little did I know that Victor Wembanyama, a San Antonio Spurs security guard, striking a Britney Spears would kind of garner so much attention, but yeah, it did. And here we are. We have talked about Damian Lillard and his, I guess, trade demand to Miami and only Miami, lest he be unhappy in any other location. Chris Paul is now officially a member of the Golden State Warriors. Now, Carlton Davis, cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's very enthusiastic about what the Bucs can do without Tom Brady. They went 8-9 with him last year. We talked all of about the media changes that have taken place at ESPN since I've been gone. Steve Young is gone. Jeff Van Gundy is gone. Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Jalen Rose, Susie Colbert is gone. And damn it, I think at this rate, we might have to talk about Bill Belichick and Andy Reid tomorrow. I wanted to talk about Josh Allen as well. This Britney Spears thing with Victor Wembanyama has really struck a nerve. We got people going in so many different directions here. I got to sit on the radio and go, what are you, stupid? Yeah, of course. Nobody wants to see a woman struck or hit. Like, what are we doing? First of all, if you're not aware, there's a couple of things. Victor Wembanyama is going to play basketball tomorrow. He's in Las Vegas. He's going to make his summer league debut tomorrow night, Friday night. Britney Spears, for whatever reason, I don't know, she's also in Las Vegas. Yeah, hit me, baby, one more time. Oops, I did it again. Also, she is unfortunately known for her public issues with mental health. So, what happens when Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears are both in a Vegas hotel, casino, on their way to a restaurant? Well, I'll tell you exactly what happens. Victor Wembanyama is signing autographs. He's now being ushered to the restaurant. Don't stop, he's told. Go straight to the restaurant. Don't stop. Let's keep it moving. Otherwise, there could be a crowd that could form, and we need to keep you safe, okay? And so Victor Wembanyama is moving along. Britney Spears said that she sees Victor Wembanyama and she wants to congratulate him on his success, etc. And she decided, this is from her own words, "I decided to approach him and congratulate him on his success. It was really loud. So I tapped him on the shoulder to get his attention. I'm aware of his statement where he says I grabbed him from behind, but I simply tapped him on the shoulder." Listen to this, folks. For everyone who wants to go, "Oh, security guard hit a woman." His security then backhanded me in the face without looking back in front of a crowd, nearly knocking me down and causing my glasses off my face. Okay, I understand. You're a woman. No, we don't hit women. I said that I'm sure the security guard, from my experience, security guard ain't looking to see if you're a man or a woman. They're protecting Victor Wembanyama. That's not absolving him of hitting a woman. Yes, it's terrible that a woman got hit here. She said he did not look back. He ain't thinking about who or what. He's thinking about Wembanyama. What also is not clear is whether or not he struck her in the face, or he struck her and that her own hand hit her face, or with that she fell. Okay, we know that she fell. But here's the other thing. I think this is just a general consensus. I don't care if it's 7'5" of Victor Wembanyama or 6 foot you or whoever you are. I just think in a general place, at any time, a celebrity or not, you don't go grabbing people. And I think it's also a bad idea to go grabbing. It don't matter if you grab or tap, I'm sorry. You don't approach somebody from behind with security that you see they're obviously trying to move you away, move that person away. That, in my experience, is a bad idea. Britney Spears also gave her response to that. "I get swarmed by people all the time. In fact, that night I was swarmed by a group of at least 20 fans. My security team didn't hit any of them." That's what she says. She continues on that, you know, she's looking for an apology, would hope that she would receive one from either Wembanyama, his security, or the Spurs. And she filed a police report, which is well within her right. But what response does she want? She wants to sue the Spurs into an apology? Yeah, I agree with one of our earlier callers. Look, if you want to take issue with anything, look at the Spurs security guard. And what's up with you and your job, man, that you let somebody get close enough to, you know, even tap him or grab him, whatever it means? I think it don't really matter too much. A tap or a grab. This can or should all go away. But what does Britney Spears want, if you ask me? Welcome to America, Victor Wembanyama. A matter of fact, listen to Victor Wembanyama. He spoke about this after practice, and this was his response.
"I saw the news, obviously, this morning. I woke up to a couple of phone calls. And so, yeah, something did happen a little bit when I was walking with some security of the team to some restaurant. We were in a hall. There was a lot of people, so people calling me, obviously. And there was one person who was calling me, but we talked before with the security, don't stop because it's gonna make a crowd. So I couldn't stop. So that person was calling me, sir, sir, and that person grabbed me from behind. So I didn't see what happened because I was walking straight, and we told don't stop. But that person grabbed me from behind, not on my shoulder. She grabbed me from behind, and so I just know that the security pushed her away. I don't know with how much force though, but security pushed her away. And I didn't stop to look, so I kept walking and enjoyed a nice dinner."
Man, I ain't trying to grab nobody. I'm not trying to pull up on nobody from behind. Period. With or without security. Listen, that ain't the move, man. Mind your business. If they hey Victor, it's Britney Spears, it's Britney, bitch, get his attention, but don't touch the man.
Question.
Yes.
So JR, I know we have a lot of callers. I'm literally having YouTubing Britney Spears getting mobbed for the last 15, 20 years because as great as Victor Wembanyama is at this particular time in his career, he's not Britney Spears. He hasn't had a number one album in three different decades. He is not one of the five most famous people on planet Earth the way that Britney Spears was back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And JR, there is countless footage of her going to restaurants, getting into her car, and fans literally mobbing her, jumping on top of her property. And you do not see security guard backslapping someone to where they are falling to the ground, potentially hurting themselves. They took it way too far. JR, this is what if that were a child? What if that were an elderly person? And they just they've never seen someone quite 7'5", and it's a once in a lifetime experience, and it's Victor Wembanyama, and you know, their energy and emotion gets the better of them, and they just want to tap on him, just get their attention. Not the greatest judgment in the world, but let's say it's someone who's a lot more susceptible and even more helpless than Britney Spears, and they end up in the hospital and permanent damage is done. Are we having a different conversation today? I just think they took it way too far, and there was a little bit of ego involved that was a little bit unhealthy, if you ask me.
Ego on whose
security security guard? Because JR, that could be a kid, that could be an elderly person. I understand they may not technically be in the right, but at the same time, it's not every day you come across a once in a lifetime 7'5" basketball player. It's wrong, JR. But don't you at the very least have to minimize the situation as a security guard? Your job is to make sure that you are protecting your client, not escalating a situation and making it worse by pushing a woman to the ground.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would think in a lot of cases, in all honesty, yes, we can bring up every and any scenario of which this was a child or an elderly person. I don't think an elderly person would be chasing down a briskly walking 7'5" dude in a casino, and I don't think a child would be slapped around. I think most people have an idea of spatial awareness to know whether someone is an adult, and so yeah, on that side of things, I think that makes a little bit more sense to have an understanding of your awareness. Hey, if I'm gonna swat like towards an adult, there's a difference between that and a child. And let's be real, most elderly people ain't going to be chasing after anybody walking that fast. Now, having said that, look, here's the reality of what took place. Yeah, the security guard might have overreacted in trying to protect the client. I can't dispute that at all. Now we have to come to reality. This is reality. This is not about, oh, I feel sad. Oh, this is not about this is a woman or this is a man or we don't hit women. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. The reality is it doesn't matter what a security guard's job is. We have security guards that go way too far. We have security guards in public spaces who assault people. And I'm talking about celebrities. I'm talking about when people are outside. Man, I've been places around celebrities. I've been at parties. I'm taking out my phone. I've been around celebrities my whole damn life. I'm taking out my phone to mind my own business, and I've had security guards come up to me and go, hey, no phones here. And I'm like, man, I ain't thinking about this guy over here. And I actually know him. And they go, oh, okay, yeah, sorry. I've seen security guards scare the living daylights out of people. I've seen security guards assault people. I know security guards. I've seen security guards tell people, hey, man, it's time for you to leave. I've seen some do it nicely. I've seen some abuse some of the physical power. So here are the facts. When you see someone and their job as a security guard is to protect that other person, you don't know what direction it can or cannot go in. And that's the reality. And so, yeah, did he swing? It could have been Spears Britney. It could have been Britney Matthews, Britney Roberts. It could have been Britney Jordan. It could have been Britney anybody. It was Britney Spears. It wasn't going to matter because that person was going to get shoved or pushed or slapped away. And in this case, it was Britney Spears. It could have been Brian Spears or Bobby Spears. And so, yeah, Britney Spears is well within her right if she wants to go out and say or file an assault claim. What her end response is that she couldn't do civilly or is well within her right. If she wants to do it, she can do it. I just know there's more common sense that comes down. And two wrongs don't make a right. But this is the most common of thing. I ain't touching no stranger. That's it. I don't care if it's in the supermarket. I don't care if it's in the casino. I don't care if it's in the plane. This is not a matter of, oh, excuse me, you left your wallet. This is not a matter of that. You got to understand where the hell you at. And so, yeah, you would think you as Britney Spears, I don't care how many times you've been mobbed. There's a reason that you have security and you have also gone through your own mental issues. There's a reason you have security. You, out of anybody, should know the potential dangers that are there. It's not a matter of, oh, her security never slapped anybody. I'm sure that her security, at some point in time, somebody done been roughed up. That's just it. It happens. Somebody got hurt. Somebody got stepped. That's how it goes. You should know better, I would say, as an adult, male or female. Don't touch nobody. It's simple as that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, sir. I'm a trained bodyguard. Something everybody's forgetting, that all the riots going on in Paris and in France, there's nothing to say that a dissident from that comes to the United States and wants to harm him to get publicity. It's, you can't look at a person and say, oh, she won't hurt him because she's a female, or she's old, can't hurt him. They can kill him as fast as anybody else. And she even ruined her case by saying he didn't look, he didn't turn around to see her, he pushed her away. It's him doing his guard, and they don't know what the security guard's marching orders are. So if you look at it from that point of view, he did nothing wrong.
Now, well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Atlanta. I lean more towards that. He's doing his job. Not like he looked around and said, I'm going to whoop her ass. Like, I've seen this story enough times. Rich is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Loving what you're talking about here. I had a question about what happened back in January of 2020 when that woman grabbed Pope Francis's arm, and then he, like, smacked her on the wrist.
Yeah, I remember that, yes.
So did she try to sue the Vatican, or did anyone give the Pope – I know the Pope apologized, but, you know, did anyone say that he was wrong for hitting a woman then?
Well, Rich, I don't know. I didn't look up the details of that or file it away into memory.
Right. I just think it's funny how, you know, you've got Victor Wembanyama and Britney Spears, who I think might have felt entitled because of her statue as a star to just go and either tap him on the shoulder or grab him. And, you know, I've done security gigs, and you don't know what people are trying to do when they approach you rather quickly and try to get to their source of what they're trying to reach. And so you do have to be aware and put yourself between the client and the perpetrator. So I feel like she should know better, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think I agree with that. At the same time, I mean, look, she trying to tap him on the shoulder? How? I don't think a running jump would allow Britney Spears to get a hold of Victor Wembanyama's shoulder. And that's just a matter of semantics, nonsense. Well, she tried to grab me, get his attention. Whether it's a tap on the shoulder, which sounds impossible, or grab on the back or tap on the back, like, just don't touch nobody. Simple as that. Eric is calling from the Shy. What's up, Eric? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening, JR? Look at it. Shep. I am disappointed in you. Look here, man. Britney Spears, the security guard was doing his job. Britney Spears is a celebrity. She deals with security. She knows basically how security responds, what they do. She's in that world. Now, I'm disappointed. She's played her hand by the way she's reacted and responded. She's played her hand. She's Hollywood because Britney could shut this thing down by just saying, hey, no problem. It was no problem at all. I thought I could get his attention, but I see it got, but no problem. No, she's, I'm sorry, man. And let me preface this by saying, no, you don't hit a woman. But the security guard didn't turn his head. He was doing his job. And Britney Spears is just went Hollywood.
Okay.
Is basically what's going on.
All right.
It's ridiculous, man. But, Shep, I'm disappointed in you.
Well, damn, Eric. Well, thank you for calling from Chicago. Hey, Shep, I still like you. It's okay, Shep.
I love you too, Eric. Jeez, I mean, I'm entitled to my opinion. God.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
JR, I mean, if we all agree, no one's thinking.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of people who don't. Scott is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, JR, as I was telling Shep, I think you'd be singing a different tune if it was Brittany Griner that was thrown to the ground trying to grab Justin Timberlake. The whole country would be in a race war if it was Brittany Griner. I mean, Oprah would be weighing in. Michelle Obama would be weighing in. Al Sharpton would be getting crowds in all the cities, starting riots. It'd be pretty damn ugly. So since Britney Spears is a white girl, I have a feeling that everybody's, you know, saying no big deal.
And so this is a racial thing for you. Why? No response. Okay. I figured as much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You see, people upset. It's now a racial thing. It's a racial thing. The black security guard for black athlete hit white Britney Spears, and now it's, I guess, reverse racism. What a world that we live in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. People are real hyped about the Britney Spears, Victor Wembanyama situation where she was struck by a security guard, admittedly by her, unknowingly by the security guard, as she attempted to, she did touch Victor Wembanyama. And so she has filed a police report. What results she wants out of it, we have no idea outside of an apology. And it's just, to me, a matter of why are you going to grab somebody and surprised at the results there. And in a different kind of context, we had a caller who brought up Brittany Griner. And ironically, and this is interesting news, and maybe it's for discussion another day, Breonna Stewart, first-year New York Liberty forward, a bunch of other WNBA All-Stars. I mean, for years we've known a lot of WNBA players have had to go out to Europe, like Brittany Griner going out to Russia and other parts of Europe, whether it be Turkey, Greece, etc., to make major buck, to make more money than they're able to make here on their WNBA salaries. And right now, a WNBA player is pretty much capped at about $250,000 in salary. Yes, a huge contrast to what some of the NBA stars are making in a singular year. We're talking upwards of $60 million a season that some NBA players will be making in about a year or two. But to keep American players home, to keep them from having to go overseas to supplement their incomes, Breonna Stewart and all these All-Stars are trying to start a new league. It's called Unrivaled. It would run in the beginning portion of the year from January to March. It would bring together a three-on-three league by about 30 players, having six teams, and they would do this all on a soundstage in Miami. And so they're looking to raise money and looking to raise funds. I think this is a massive venture, especially if they want to generate the type of income that they would make overseas, some of them in excess of $1 million. This is a tough thing to do, but if they can make this an entertainment league, if they can make this a one-on-one league, and they can generate some hype, then yeah, you might have something. I mean, one-on-one basketball, for anyone who hasn't witnessed it, or three-on-three, can be very exciting. It can be very aggressive. It can be a lot of isolation heavy. It can be a lot of one-on-one heavy. And this is one of the reasons that Ice Cube's, Big Three is a pretty fun watch, I think, in most cases. But there is still big competition. And if you missed it earlier on in the show, we're going to have a conversation with Ice Cube. He's going to be joining us either tomorrow or Monday night. So stay tuned on that. I'm going to ask Ice Cube about the Big Three. I want to ask him about this new potential league that the WNBA, some of their all-stars, are trying to create. It's tough. When you got to compete for dollars with the NBA, it's tough. And so good luck to the WNBA players as they try to stay home and just make more money. I mean, they may be able to put together a product that's more entertaining and more nimble than the WNBA. That's going to be tough. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Beck is here. He's calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back. Hope everybody had a safe 4th of July. This whole story just seems weird. I mean, obviously, I'm going to wait until the security footage is going to come out, because obviously, if it's in Vegas, there's got to be security footage of this before making any more judgment, because where was her security team not protecting her? Maybe having a security-on-security brawl or something? I mean, like, it just seems just so weird. And if you didn't mind, I had a funny security story of myself.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, I thought you were going to kind of rebuttal with the whole Britney thing. And,
no,
again,
I mean,
if she was a real fan too, he's in her backyard. So the PR teams could have gotten together. If she's really a fan, there could be,
Listen. Again,
what's the final outcome? A meet and greet tomorrow at the game. Maybe she gives him tickets to her show. I mean,
yeah, I mean, well, you'd also be surprised at times how there may or may not be any interest in. Look, it's Vegas. I mean, you walk through a lobby in Vegas, and there's so many times you're bound to see somebody drinking for what they said. He was on his way to dinner, and she might have been going in the same place, but they were in the same vicinity, which is not unusual. But I agree with you. We've already seen grainy stills. Someone obviously has cell phone video, this video from above. But I don't think there's any real lack of clarity as to what happened. She said she was struck. The security guard did not look her way at all. We don't know if she was struck.
He said the shoulder. I mean, what did she touch him in the butt? Maybe that's why she got slapped, because she touched him in the butt being 5'4".
Well, she said she went to tap him in the back, and he says it was a grab. Oh, who cares what it was? She went to touch the man, and security moved her out the way. Sucks. Now, what's your security story? Go ahead, Beck, quickly.
Yeah, real quick. I used to work in high school, volunteer with Dan Marino's golf tournament down here, and I was a caddy, and our group finished early in the day. So they said, hey, can you kind of just man this post at the clubhouse, kind of where the golfers only can go in and everything? And I was like, yeah, I got nothing to do. So I got to meet Mario Lemieux, all these people that were nice in the tournament. And Marino had his own personal guy that went with him in his playing career and everything else. And I told him at the beginning of the tournament, I said, would you mind a picture, whatever. So at the last day, I went into the club when they got finished and went up to him. And his security guy came out of nowhere and was like, hey, what are you doing? And Marino stood up and said, hey, this guy's fine. And he taps Jim Kelly that was sitting next to him and says, hey, stand up. So I ended up getting a picture with Marino and Jim Kelly.
Nice. That's a cool story, man. Nah, and there's their controlled environments. And thank you, Beck, for calling from from Florida. Now, they're controlled environments a lot of times where, you know, people, they're more comfortable. I can't tell you how many private events or private rooms that I go into, and it's different, where people don't care about the quote-unquote celebrity that's there, and it allows them to kind of bring their guard down. But when you're outside in a public setting or being ushered from one place to the next, like, those are the worst things. I don't want to be anywhere in a crowd. I don't want to be bothered at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. James is here from California. Go ahead, James.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure, go ahead.
I totally agree with the security team. You do not approach celebrity at any cost, especially when they try to move to get somewhere. I was in Vegas last year and ran into Flavor Flav. From a distance, I got his attention. Had he not told me to come walk with him, I would have never approached him. Security guard was there. He looked like a big, tough dude. I probably would have got knocked out had I tried to approach him, and he didn't say it was okay.
So wait, who are you talking about, James?
Flavor Flav.
Oh, Flavor Flav. Okay.
Yeah, I saw him last year in Vegas, him and a security guard. And I got his attention. He was trying to get ready to leave to go home. I got his attention from the distance and was like, hey, is it cool if I take a picture with you? He's like, hey, come on, walk with me. I'm heading out the door. Okay. Had he not said it was cool, I would have just waved and kept it moving.
Were you wearing a clock, too, or it was just him?
No, I wish I would have had a clock, though. I didn't even notice if he had one on or not, but
probably hey. Not. All right. Probably, good, James.
I know he had on Mr. Ring.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's an interesting individual. Hey, James, thank you for calling from Cali.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
No doubt. Listen, I don't know if I want to go say hi to Flavor Flav. I just, whatever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Marco, do you want to meet Flavor Flav?
That would be interesting. Chuck D coming?
Are they going to perform together?
Well, I don't know. I mean, kind of be cool to hear some Public Enemy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how fond they are of each other here.
I'm aware.
In 2023, Flavor Flav. You know what? What am I saying? Flavor Flav performed at the. I saw him perform at the Barclays Center a few years ago. Anyway,
I feel like he would be interesting, though. I feel like that would be a memorable 2-minute conversation.
2 minutes.
Well. I mean, how much time am I getting in front of Flavor Flav? I mean, let's be fair. I mean, 2 minutes would be a lot.
How many words are you going to get from him? What's the first question you start off with to Flav? What do you say?
This has caught me off guard here. I don't know. Yeah. Go back to maybe some of the original stuff. What was your favorite album, the favorite song that you put together, whether it was with Public Enemy or your own stuff?
Okay. I could be wrong, but I think it would probably be Fight the Power. I think that's
Could be. You never know. I mean,
if he remembers the other songs.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you never know where it's going to go. To be honest with you, just saying hello, you never know where that's going to go.
I think, what's up, G? I think I think you get one of those, Marco.
I would like that. That would be, I would sign up for that.
Hey, Marco, I can have that arranged. Don't stay tuned, okay?
If you get Chuck D involved, then I'm definitely totally in.
Oh, so you pushed off Flavor?
Well, no, I'm not. But I mean, like, Chuck. I mean, Chuck, you know, that's different. I mean, maybe I asked them about their collaboration with Anthrax, something like that. I mean, you know, now you can open up a whole other thing. Well, I don't know if Flavor cares.
I put it to you this way. If it was Chuck D, you might get 2 days worth of content. With Flavor, you might get 2 minutes.
Right. That's what I mean. So Flavor would be fun. Chuck D, I'd actually, you know, the Knicks, Anthrax, like there's a lot of stuff. We could actually sit down.
Yeah. Well, Flavor knows about a different type of fun, but that might get you in trouble. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to some of your final calls before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And much love to you. Much love to your son. It's good to be back. Oh, this is what a show feels like. It's been about a week and a half, and here I am, and we're in the final segment of the show. Don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry about it. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to get to your calls before I have to roll out 855-212-4CBS. You know, to kind of put a bow on things throughout the night, there are a few beatdowns in the world of Major League Baseball I wanted to alert you of. The New York Mets smashing the Diamondbacks 9-0. Francisco Lindor going 5-for-5 from the plate. A home run, two triples. It appears that he was only a double away from going for the cycle. And so the New York Mets are on a little bit of a streak here. I don't know if it's going to make a dent. But, hey, this is better than what they've been doing. The Baltimore Orioles smashed the New York Yankees 14-1. Mariners beating the Astros 5-1. Altuve now going on the disabled list or injured list past the All-Star break. And it's just how things roll. Baseball with the ups and the downs. Hey, even the Tigers getting in on the action, blanking the Oakland Athletics, soon-to-be Vegas Athletics, 9-0. At this point, you're looking at the sports calendar. I'm going to be watching Victor Wembanyama tomorrow night in Summer League just like everyone else to see what his debut looks like. I'm looking forward to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which will be staring us in the face. You know, we get to the middle of July, and that's pretty much the quietest portion of the sports calendar, which is why the ESPYs takes place, Major League Baseball, they're on their break. It's just a lot going on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to New Orleans and talk to Tommy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, hey, brother. Welcome back, man. Hope you're doing well. Three things real quick. Brittany Gruner guy. Dude, take a lap and don't come back. Don't ever call the show again. Two, look, it's not like Britt, you know, Victor and Britt were walking in like we normally see Britt and Victor, right? He's not in his uniform. She's not, you know, half naked doing whatever. I mean, she probably looks like anybody else. She probably looks like a scrub. And he's probably dressed in a suit. So it's not like we all have this weird image of these two people interacting, but it was nothing, anything but a normal interaction, right? Here's the deal. The security guy has to go. Victor probably should scratch Brittany a check because 20 seconds ago, nobody knew who Victor was, okay? The bad flip side to that is, you know, we measure people by how many followers they have on Twitter these days. I don't know how many people follow Britney Spears on Twitter. I don't know, like 5 million or something. So Victor has now like 2 million who love him and now know who he is, but like 3 million women who know who he is for the wrong reason. Does that make sense?
No, because I don't think anybody is looking at Victor Wembanyama as to have done anything wrong. I think even the insinuation that he should just write a check is for what he didn't do anything.
No, JR, I was being sarcastic in that sense. Of course, he shouldn't write the check. I mean, what happened was unfortunate. I haven't seen the video.
Also,
I have no idea.
My point is
that this is all about celebrity and a little bit of race and whatever, because if this is not Britney Spears, we're not having this conversation. And if this is not Britney Spears, nobody really knows outside of the NBA who
I'll
Victor
pose this
is.
Question.
I mean, I said he should scratch
the check.
Well,
hold on, stop.
Joke, JR.
Well, be quiet. Stop and listen for a minute. But how am I to know it's a joke when you've said a few other things that made me go, huh, like what? Like you said, and I'll pose this same question to you that I asked to someone else, and he had no answer. How is this a little bit about race?
Because I assume the security guard was black and he hit a white woman.
Okay. So help me out.
Let's not pull any punches, JR. That caused
No. Stop.
A lot of people
stop.
In this country.
Stop.
Not for me.
Stop.
But that
stop.
Is an issue.
Stop. I asked you a very simple question. You told me what happened. I'm asking you, how is it about race? I know what happened. Tell me how it's about race.
Because what happened involved a black man hitting a white woman. For some people, that involves race.
Okay. And so that's still, it's still not an answer. I'm looking for the clarity here. And it's not a matter of pulling the punches, but it just seems kind of empty, no different than for what you said. You had, we had a caller who went, oh, my God, if this was a Brittany Griner, we'd have riots in the street, which is one of the dumbest comments I've ever heard.
JR, that's not the main point. That's not that's, it's only a tiny bit of it, but it's part of the bigger thing. You know, Britney Spears is a celebrity herself. She's not used to being told no. Like, she's not used to acting normal. She hadn't acted normal in God knows how long. I'm just saying the race is a tiny part of it. It's not the whole – it's not the bigger issue. But it's sad that it is a tiny part of it. And that's why you're getting the guys who call up with the grind or crap. Oh. You know, hey, yeah, you're going to cut me off.
I'm not absolving. Yes, I understand that can be an element. And thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. I'm certainly not saying it's you. My point is that's ridiculous. And that I can ask that question to many people. And people can only tell me, well, it was a black woman that struck a white woman. But they can't give me the reason why. Think about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, what a time to come back. Damian Lillard is out here floating around in the atmosphere. I guess tomorrow when we have some time, we'll actually talk about what took place on the basketball court with Victor Wembanyama. We had Andy Reid being exalted, and it looks like Bill Belichick is being punched down at the same time by his own owner. And let's see how much longer that lasts. And then we're heading into the weekend, and we've had so many media changes. We got Threads and Josh Allen. There's so much to do. But I'll tell you this much. It's good to be back here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back here with you tomorrow and next week and the week after that. And so I got a lot to do. Thank you to everybody who reached out, say what's up, to say hello. And thank you to everybody who tuned in tonight. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Hey, Shep, good to be back with you, my man.
It's great to have you back, JR.
No problem. Listen, if you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. I will catch you tomorrow, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Very simple. It's because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Don't move. Thank you, Chef.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.
Hey, can you hear me?
Okay, good. Well, so can your potential customers, right here on your Odyssey station. You might be used to skipping social ads, but you are still listening to me right now. And so are your clients. To learn how to drive more business and how Odyssey can help get your message to your customers, visit stateofaudio.com. That's stateofaudio.com.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.